strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 22nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am doing great, Taryn. I feel like I am ready to destroy you in pop culture categories, and I think that feels really good.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 47 in the house, and this is going to be a quick one. They used to be the phrase of death in these updates, but this is real.
It's okay. So, obviously, yes. But I think even if we like really stretch this out, I don't think it's possible to make it long even after saying that. But like, okay, it's like how at the end of the season, the feeds get really boring because there's not very many people. And they said, well, let's artificially make that happen sooner. And also, we're going to put half of them outside where we now can't show them to you because we are blasting music 24/7.
Mm. Yeah. I see the obvious joke being made in the chat. I see you.
Yeah. Listen, I posted a tweet. I said, what's the over under on how long the update's going to be? And multiple people said 10 seconds. Ha ha ha. And here's the thing. It's not original and it's already been longer than 10 seconds. Taryn and I would never.
All right. Well, let's explain why. Obviously, yesterday I talked about how the feeds had gone down for a long period of time because we assume there was a wall yeller. And we didn't know if they would even come back up at all. They did come back up in the morning here on day 47, but only inside. They came up inside, not outside. And they did not come up outside at all. Here on during the day, there was a brief flash of like an image. Basically,
we saw Kyle was walking in the backyard. Okay, that is the big news for inside.
Yeah. So, no news outside at this time, aside from the fact that we have reason to believe that they are being blasted with music 24/7, basically.
Yes, and I do really like any time that comes up inside where they're like, oh, I wish we could get music, but they get music outside. And then it's like, wait, it's been going for a long time. Is it a punishment? What's going on? I'm like, well, it is dire indeed.
Yeah, basically they went from like, oh man, this is supposed to be the VIP treatment in here. How come they're getting music? To, oh, that this must be a punishment. That's this seems very annoying.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to show on the episodes for outside.
I don't think there's anything to show. I assume that they are just like locking everything down because they can't have like music playing during the episode. So
yeah,
they just are probably just not allowed to really talk game.
And we love that. We love when the players are not allowed to talk game.
Yeah. I mean, mm-mm. what a marvelous situation they've cooked up.
Ugh, not marvelous. How dare you?
Well, that's what we believe is happening outside. I have no reason to believe that anything has changed in terms of the plans for outside. I think that, again, if anything, I would assume that they're just kind of like locked in place and can't even really talk much game and are probably just waiting for the week to play out, or at least the veto ceremony to play out until they can actually speak.
Yeah, they have to be just absolutely miserable out there. They're all like sleeping in a pile, I mean, I assume they're not sleeping in a pot, but you know what I mean. Like outside with just a porta potty. There was a big
pile of like sleeping arrangements in the flash that we saw.
Yeah. Well, what we've seen does indicate they might be sleeping in a pile. They've got a porta potty. The music is on 24/7. They're constantly hearing airplanes. I do feel for them a little bit, but I am glad for every moment that Kyle suffers. So that's good at least.
Yeah. Just like imagine this is your final week in the game. Just like that's not very fun.
No.
Well, inside, you know, also nothing is really happening.
Well, a lot of very unimportant conversation is happening.
Yeah, we call that nothing.
How many flavors of Lay's can you name, Taryn?
Not that many, because I didn't bother listening to that conversation.
Wow. Wow. It's like you don't even care about journalistic integrity, Taryn. How dare you?
Oh, hold on. They want the transition music.
So good. What a banger. Oh man.
Yeah, they're doing weird stuff like that. Wasn't it? There was something out. They were just doing like different flavors of things.
Yeah, they did Nickelodeon shows. They did PBS shows. Taryn, do you know Nickelodeon shows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to a degree.
Name one Nickelodeon show.
All That.
Okay, fine. But you didn't say it with confidence. I don't believe you that you've watched
As it. I said it out loud, I was starting to doubt it, but yeah. I got it.
That is a Nickelodeon show.
What about Courage the Cowardly Dog? That was Nickelodeon,
yes,
right?
That's a Nickelodeon show as well, yes. Ooh. Yes. You got all that, but you didn't get the Amanda show. It's sus.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fine. I have a hard time knowing what shows are from what networks because in Canada, we did not have Nickelodeon. Courage the Cowardly Dog is Cartoon Network. Ooh-hoo, another channel we don't have in Canada. So I couldn't confirm that. Sorry,
I will everyone. Say my first thought was Slime. When you said Nickelodeon shows, I just
hey,
Slime.
True?
Is that an actual show or is it just?
That was on Shoot. What was that show called? It's the game show and they slime them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, they slimed a lot of people.
Yeah. Double Dare. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Roro.
Yep. I guess I didn't watch much Nickelodeon as a kid. I think it's that my sister did. And so, like, I have vague notions.
I feel that.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening during the day.
Yeah. Okay. Jasmine and Michael talked about Turner's fall in the HOH competition. And I thought that this was very funny because the whole time Jasmine's like, every time I saw it, I just could think about how a spider dies when you spray it with Raid. And I want to make an edit of like spraying Raid and then Turner falling. I just thought that was very funny. Because I had a
moment last night watching the episode where Turner was like, aha, I don't need to spend this week with Jasmine. And I realized like, this is the last time he's ever going to see Jasmine.
Well, no, they'll see each other
in the house.
They'll see each other in another house.
In this house.
Yes.
I don't know. It's possible. Look, jury house is big and he might not even go.
He's going to go. Stop it. He'll be there. I don't know. I just think. Wait, can you just spray a spider with Raid though? Because actually I do have a very large one living outside of my apartment that I would love to kill, but it's so big that I don't know how to kill it.
I'm sure you can. I don't know if it will do anything.
Is that the right way to do it?
Probably not. I don't know. Not really an expert. Bug killer.
Yeah, well, anyways, that's not relevant.
Exterminators in the chat. Let us know.
Listen, I normally let them live if they're not in my apartment, but it's so big that I am scared every time I walk past it. Sorry, everybody.
Well, there's obviously the thing that we were looking for today is the conversation between Michael and Brittany, where Brittany tells Michael about the conversation she had with Taylor about Monty's intentions with Michael in this alliance, that he would hope to take Michael out at 5 with the help of Joseph, if Joseph is in the game. We did not see that conversation on the feeds today. It is certainly possible they've already had it. They certainly had plenty of opportunity to talk game today, if it was something like that that felt pressing. But so it's very possible that it either already happened or it won't happen, or maybe it just will happen. But
yes. Yeah. We also missed of what seemed to be probably a pretty lengthy cam talk from Michael, because it flashed to him as he was like, okay, and also I like miss my cats and my husband and that. And it's like, oh, okay, would have loved to hear what he said before this.
So he does talk to the cameras and says a few things that indicate that his plans basically haven't changed. He says, I hope I'm doing everyone proud. He says, I've always been a judgmental fan, so I understand if people are being judgmental of me. I'm sure I've made like 1,000 mistakes. He says, Brittany is my number one. I'd love to sit next to her in the final two. I also love Taylor. I do still want to be in the final three with her. I do think Taylor's going to pick Brittany to go to the final two over me, but I have confidence in myself to win that final three HOH. And I don't think there's anybody else that's going to take me to go to final two anyway, so I might as well go there with somebody I like. Except for, you know, if I can get Terrence there, I mean, I'll go for that, because Terrence would be easier to beat.
See, and I try not to be too, okay, that's a lie. I'm not going to say I try not to be too judgmental. That was just a full lie that I was about to say here on the podcast. But, if Michael drags Terrence to the end, that's like probably the second worst thing he could do in this game for me to dislike him.
For you specifically.
I'm so sick of Terrence.
The Kirsten criteria is not being met.
Exactly. Like there's not a whole lot else that's going to make me like too mad. But I guess like, I don't know, Terrence had that crockpot gameplay and now he's won a couple of comps. And it's like maybe people would start respecting him.
I blame once again the producers. It's part one and part two are too predictable and too physical, and so it's such a slam dunk to bring somebody that just can't keep up physically. That like it's kind of ridiculous that anybody even bothers to not do that. So they just need to change up those final three HOH comps a little bit.
Yeah, and they have done some work changing up other competitions. So, you know, maybe this is the year. Maybe they'll change the final three HOH. Yeah.
So he says, you know, maybe there are people right now that are screaming at me, you have to get Monty out this week. I get it, but I just feel like there's no way I can trust Jasmine moving forward. So if he has already had the conversation with Brittany, that means that clearly he has decided still to keep Monty in the game. If he has not had the conversation with Brittany yet, then it's still theoretically up in the air. But he does seem pretty set right now on keeping Monty and getting rid of Jasmine.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, if Brittany and Michael haven't talked about it yet, which I think is extremely unlikely, if they haven't, then they won't until it's too late and Jasmine's out of the house, I think. I think it was either going to have already happened within the last like 30 or so hours, or it will happen maybe next week or 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. So really, again, not much else going on. Michael and Monty do have a conversation that seems to bond them even more. It seems like it's in the feeds are cutting in and out of it, but mostly seems to be focused around Michael's sexuality for a little while. It seems that Monty hasn't really had a lot of experience with gay people in his past. And so he's asking some questions in a respectful way. And he says to Michael that he wishes people were more open to asking him questions about being Black and about his culture. And they agree that like, that's totally, totally fine as long as people are respectful about it. Michael says he also understands the concept of emotional labor, and it's different for everyone, but he is somebody that is open to answering these kinds of questions, and he really enjoys this conversation.
Great to get the point of, you know, sometimes people have space for those kinds of conversations and doing a little bit of educating, and sometimes people do not have the space for that, and always be respectful of that. In general, I think if you have a question, it's mostly fine to ask, and then you just have to accept that maybe the person will not want to answer it at that time, and just respect that. Like, it's just a little basic human respect, everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Michael talks to the cameras afterwards, says those kinds of conversations are why he loves this game. And as much as he recognizes that Monty is a threat to win the game, I mean, just look at how good he is. That was a great conversation. He loves him so much as a person. He's one of his favorite people that he's met here. He's very glad they've met and that they're working together. He hopes to be working with him moving forward. So again, you know, I think this only further solidifies that it seems less and less likely that this will change here on this side of the house, and that Jasmine is in fact heading to jury on Thursday.
Yes. And Jasmine leaving really just goes to show how bad her social game is, because with her like weak ankle, she should have been a lock to be dragged a lot further. To go home with an injury like that when the super physical competitions are probably coming, is an indictment on her game directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. I mean, just like, because you can see why Michael would have that perspective that he's like, I'm sure people are screaming at me that like, mm-hmm. are you really getting rid of Jasmine over Monty? Is this getting Kathy out, right? Like, are you really making this decision? But genuinely, I think that it is, especially if he does have knowledge that Monty is coming for him at five. And I have seen some people mention this as well. Like, shouldn't he be getting rid of Monty? The problem is that, you know, first of all, this is not your typical Big Brother strategy happening right now. This is a little more survivory. This is two sides that might come together and face off. When they come together, and you kind of want stronger players on your side when you face off, as well as bigger targets in front of you. And so I think that's a big part of it. Not to mention the fact that Michael really is like the biggest threat on the board competition wise, by a large margin. And mm-hmm. even if it was regular Big Brother strategy, when you have that level of threat, you know, and you take out all of the other threats by the final seven, then you have to like win out from final seven. And even if you're like really, really good, there's still going to be a comp here or there, unless you're Kevin Martin, that will cause you to slip up and leave. So I do think he is making the right call, knowing what's happening on the other side. And honestly, even without knowing what's happening on the other side.
Well, honestly, just knowing Monty's attitudes, knowing Monty's personality, that's a person who, even if you know he's thinking about getting you in a couple of weeks, he's a steady guy. It's not like Kyle, who is going to be changing things up and not willing to go along with the plan. It's not, you know, someone who's been proven to be like super devious. That's the type of person who, if you're going against them, you at least know what to expect and can be like prepare for that battle, unlike against someone else who is less predictable. Like, if you can keep a more predictable person, even if they're coming directly for you, I think almost 100% of the time that's going to be the preferred move.
Yep. And that's about what I got. It's not a lot again, well, Kirsten.
But Taryn, what do you think the members of the Cookout think of this podcast? What do you think they're thinking? Do they like it?
I think they love it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're probably thinking that it's too chaotic, but I don't know.
I think a good percentage of them like it, at least.
But yeah, no, they really did a lot. It was like they did superlatives for like evicted house guests. They talked about like what past players are thinking about them. It was a lot of just like end of season hangout talking. They don't really need to talk game because the week is determined kind of stuff. I did like when Monty is like, wow, I should have finished BB21. And Taylor's like, no, you didn't have to.
To be fair, if you've already sat through the first part, I guess the ending might not be enjoyed, but like the sort of like the middle.
Stop like it.
Three out of fourth.
Since when are you such an optimist?
The best bit. Just why bother watching the worst parts of it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I mean, like Taylor, I did have a little smirk watching the end of the finale.
Oh, see, exactly. There's a little something there for you. Who can forget, the devastation of walking out to confetti? I mean, that's...
He wanted that confetti, but my God, at what cost?
Yeah. I mean, if you sat through the beginning of the season and you didn't get that payoff, then what are you doing?
I do still just hate that he got money, but you know what? It's been a few years. I should probably get over it. He's not a part of my life anymore.
Well, that's about what we've got for you then. What is part of our lives now? Game of Thrones again, because House of the Dragon started last night and it was really, really good.
The way you said it did not sound like you thought it was good.
The problem is that it was so good that it's bringing back old wounds that I had forgotten. You were talking about like Jackson's not in your life anymore. I was like, now I'm like, okay, now all of a sudden I need to start thinking about the end of Game of Thrones again because this was so good.
It's a prequel. You don't have to think about it. Just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Block it out.
I'm trying.
Don't worry. The books are never getting finished. You never have to think about it again.
Seriously though, it's very good. Make sure you tune in to the coverage we got going on Pro Show Recaps. I'm going to be doing the book club podcast over there if you want to see my takes on House of the Dragon. You can also of course check out the update tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. I'll update on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds, assuming anything does. Obviously, I would expect that we have the veto ceremony / ceremonies at some point today. And then perhaps we'll get feeds outside again once that locks in, because then what can the wall yellers do or say at that point? But who knows? And tomorrow night, roundtable, Stockwatch. We'll have some fun. Find me over on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Kirsten, where can people find you?
Yes, so you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Every week I am talking pop culture, celeb gossip, trending topics with Sasha Joseph over on Mess Magnets at robheswebsite.com/messfeed, as well as covering Love Island USA season 4 with the great Brian Scally over on the Hot Tubbies on Islands feed. Did I already say that? I don't know. Anyways, the season is very fun. And it's not too late to check out Lindsay Wilson and I's interview with Raphael Bob Waksberg over on BoJack Horsepod, where, spoiler alert, we found out he listened to every episode of our podcast. So it's a super fun conversation. And I would really recommend people check that out. And anything else, I will post on Twitter.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I will see all of you next time.